My name is Onyinyokba, and you're listening to the Repositioning Podcast, where you learn about practicable tips for self-improvement and productivity. Hello, everyone. Today we are talking about staying positive even when you're overwhelmed. You know, when you're overwhelmed, it is so tricky to stay positive. You're overwhelmed with bills to pay, with no guaranteed way to pay them. You have children to take care of. You have elderly ones or aged ones to take care of. It can be really, really overwhelming. And staying positive is like the last thing on your mind. Have you seen a person, maybe you have a colleague who is always cheery, who's always wearing a smile, you know, despite any situation? And you wonder if this person ever have anything that be something to worry about. You're constantly asking yourself, are you sure this person is okay? Like, is everything going all right with this person? Is this person doesn't have any worry? Like, everything is just going well. Because you can't find yourself, like, it is so hard for you to put on a smile because of all of the things that is going on around you. So you begin to question someone else's cheeriness, someone else's positive mindset. So yeah, let's talk about how to stay positive even when you're overwhelmed. You know, it's hard. It can seem hard, but it's achievable. Number one is that you have to take a deep breath. Take a deep breath to calm down. You have to calm down. It's not the time to begin to juggle so many things at once when you're not Superman. You must try as much as possible to take a deep breath. I know you have a lot to do. You have a lot going on. Things that have to be done today. If it's not today, it will not work anymore. Bills that have to be paid because of the deadline and all of that. But hey, just calm down. Take a deep breath. Breathe in and out. Try it like 5 to 7 times. It does a lot to your nerves. It calms your nerves. Try taking a deep breath from time to time. Another thing is move your body. Especially if your work involves staying at a place. Even if it doesn't, doing a simple workout for the rejuvenation you seek might be all you need to get that positive mindset you're looking for, to get that energy going. You have applied for a lot of jobs and you're feeling so down, like, what is this? What do I have to do? How do I stay positive? You know, looking for more, applying for more jobs to get the right one, the one that actually gives me an employment that I seek. All of those things is weighing you down, weighing your mind down and taking away every bit of positivity in you, one rejection after another, and it just keeps coming. And that positivity is draining out of you. You might just need to work out. You might just need to just move your body. Do a simple workout. It doesn't have to be something elaborate. Just do something to just keep your mind positive. It will all make sense at the end of the day when you finally do not give in or give up to that situation that is troubling you and you continue to push. That's why you need a positive mindset, because if you get rid of every positive mindset that you should have, then you would give up and you would never get to the goal or that thing you're seeking. You'll never get there. Your future will always be filled with regret of how you didn't do this in the past, and so this is why where you are, this is why you're currently where you are. You do not want that kind of future. So move your body. Do a simple exercise. And I know some people will say, all the work I'm doing already, this strenuous work I'm doing already is already enough exercise. I have to walk from my house to the market to sell some things. I have to walk from my house to the shop to sell some things. Nigeria is stressful already. I mean, if you live in Nigeria, if you're listening to this podcast and you live in Nigeria, you know how stressful it is to make a living. Not to talk of if you're in Lagos. The traffic, the the people. In fact, everything is stressing you out. So you can't assume, or you can't take that strenuous work as exercise. You can't take that strenuous work you're doing as exercise, because it doesn't register to your brain as workout for fitness. But when you're working out, you do a simple exercise for fitness, for the purpose of fitness, for the purpose of rejuvenation, your brain registers the purpose of that workout and gives your body the refreshment it needs. Unlike when you're walking, unlike when you're doing your normal business, going about your normal business, at the end of the day, you come back, you collapse on the chair in tiredness, because it does not register to your brain as a workout for fitness. And so your body doesn't get the refreshment it needs. It gets tiredness in return. So workout for fitness is different from the workout you do, in quotes, for your business or for your work. So do a simple workout. Now, number three is do something for someone else. You're hearing this and you're thinking, I'm already finding it difficult to pay my own bills. How do I begin to help people? Well, it will surprise you how much positivity doing something for someone else might bring to you. It automatically improves your mood. I'm telling you this from experience. This is something I do all the time. Do something for someone. It rejuvenates you. It brings that positivity, that positive mindset you need to keep moving, to keep pushing forward. Plus the mindset that, I just helped someone. I just, impacted someone. It's all the positivity you need. It's all the encouragement you need to keep moving forward. So go out there and show kindness to someone. Finally, create priorities. I mean, you have so many things to do. So many things to do. Why not write them down, note them down, and follow them? Ticking them off one at a time. You do this, you tick it off. You do the other one, you tick it off. One at a time, instead of trying to do the whole thing at once. It's overwhelming when you try to do it like that. So yeah, a recap of what I've just mentioned. I said number one, take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. It does a lot to your nerves. Try it from time to time. Make sure that once you want to take a deep breath, try to do it at least 5 to 7 times. Take a deep breath in and then out. Number two, move your body. Let's do a simple workout that is for the purpose of fitness, for the purpose of feeling positive, for the purpose of refreshing your body. Move that body. Number three is, before we get to number three, another thing you could do to move your body is dancing. I don't know whether you know about that, but dancing is a method of improving your mood. So as you're moving your body, you dance, dance, dance. Number three, do something for someone else. It doesn't always have to be monetary things. It can be just rendering help to somebody, getting something done for someone else. Another person is in need of someone to run an errand, do it for somebody. Go volunteer yourself to run that errand. Or help even that younger person who is finding it difficult to solve that problem in school. Help that person. Do something for someone. Write a message, write a letter to that person who has been inspiring you. Do something for someone else. It brings so much positivity to you. And finally, create priorities. Write it down, note it down, and you'll be the better person for it. Bye, guys. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to this episode. If you're listening on Google Podcast, please subscribe and turn on your notifications. As always, stay tuned to the next one. Bye.